Well, Fire and Rescue New South Wales, they're hosting a race day at the Newcastle Jockey Club, raising funds for the John Hunter Children's Hospital's Burns Unit. And this is coming your way on Saturday, the 29th of June. So we thought we'd catch up with Michael, who's the Executive Assistant to the Deputy Commissioner of Fire and Rescue New South Wales. And also joining us on the line as well is Ellie Wells, who's the Director of Fundraising and Partnerships at the John Hunter Children's Hospital. And we welcome both Michael and Ellie to the show. Firstly, Michael, welcome.
Yes, hello, Peter. Thank you.
And to you, Ellie, you're there?
Hi, lovely to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Isn't it magic we can do this sort of stuff and have two people on the line at once?
Fabulous.
Now, let's firstly go to you, Michael. I guess you're really excited about this event coming up on the 29th of June?
Yes, we are. It's going to be held at the Newcastle Jockey Club to raise, obviously, much-needed funds for the John Hunter Children's Hospital and mainly the Burns unit there.
Okay. Can I just ask you this question? Has this happened before? Is this the first time you've had this one?
It is. So previously, Metro North Command, so the Newcastle Hunter area, has held firefighter balls. And in the past, from 2000 to 2016, we've raised $355,000 for the John Hunter Children's Hospital. With the balls, they were sort of tight-knit. It was mainly staff and family and friends that would attend them. And after 16 years of doing them, we tried some different smaller events, and they didn't really amount to much. Then we had COVID hit, and 8 years on, here we are with a new idea, which will not only involve staff, friends, but the wider community who want to get out and support this cause. With this type of event, we can really engage with some local businesses who can sponsor and make donations for the races during the day. So rather than businesses just give straight out donations, we're actually giving something back to them, so they've got some added value.
Yeah, okay. Now, are you still looking for sponsorships at this stage?
We are. There's still a couple of races waiting to be sponsored. If there's anyone out there that's got a business that's interested in sponsoring a race, what they get is they get the naming rights to a race, the associated advertisement through the racing channels, form guide, and the live screen at the venue. They give an entry for 10 of the guests, which includes a three-course lunch, five-hour drinks package, and four of the people that are on their table can go down to the finish line and sash the winning horse, and they'll receive a framed photo of that.
Well, that's all right, isn't it? Yeah. Wow. Certainly, if you're a racing enthusiast, you'll love that sort of stuff, won't you?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the ball there earlier on. How many years has the ball been going for?
So it was 16 years from 2000 to 2016. Metro North hosted a ball and raised funds, but Sydney also does a ball, and they've also got a Beat the Burns thing going at the moment for donations. The difference between what Sydney does and what we do in the Hunter for Metro North is all our money's raised go to the John Hunter if they don't go to Sydney.
Yes, going to a good cause there. Now, speaking of the John Hunter Children's Hospital, Ellie is online, obviously, and I just want to ask you this, Ellie. Why do you think this event is so important?
Yeah, look, this event is so important for the John Hunter Children's Hospital. We treat thousands of children and young people every year for burns and burn-related injuries across Hunter New England Health, and we currently have very limited community support for our burns unit. So the funds at the Fire and Rescue will raise will go towards supporting our burn unit and go directly towards supporting those thousands of local families that come in with a burn injury across the Hunter region.
And, of course, with the funds too, I mean, there's other areas too that the funds will certainly go towards and certainly help, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So the funds raised will go immediately towards investing in new burn pain management and scar minimisation, as well as making hospital a much happier place for the families that are being treated here. Most families that come in with significant burns stay for quite some time and have a lot of follow-up appointments. So the projects that this support will help to fund will be improving distraction therapy and interactive entertainment for children, improving and facilitating sedation and pain relief, increasing our burn clinic days and providing a dedicated space for dressing changes and scar management within our facility.
Yes, and I would imagine, you know, people coming into to Burns Unit there with the John Hunter Children's Hospital. I mean, it's a very daunting thing, isn't it? Particularly if you have a young family member coming in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we see, unfortunately, thousands of burns, and they can be really complex and a painful injury to treat. They often take weeks and months to treat within the hospital, so our clinical staff try to provide a multidisciplinary approach to burn treatment and also try and empower the family to be part of that burn management while they're here at the Children's Hospital and when they're back at home. So we really try to make the family as much a part of that process and to make that as happy and a positive as process as we can for our local families.
Yeah, okay, you're doing a wonderful job there. Just back to you, Michael, in regards to what we're talking about with ticket sales and stuff like that, and obviously you're coming on the show here today, both yourself and Ellie, to make awareness that this this race day is coming up on the 29th of June, and as we say, money's raised will go towards the burns unit there at the John Hunter Children's Hospital. I guess for our listeners, which way can they get their tickets if they're interested in getting some tickets?
Yeah, so tickets have been selling well at the moment, so there is still some left. I've created a Facebook event link, so the easiest way would be for them to jump on, if they've got Facebook, and go into events, and if they type in or in the search bar, Fire and Rescue NSW Charity Race Day, two options will come up. One's the event from the race day, the race course. The other one is from myself. Within that, the link, there's, for anyone that can't attend, there's a link there to make straight cash donations, and a tax-deductible receipt will be issued for those donations. For anyone that wants to purchase tickets, they can do it through, there's another link there, or they can go straight to the Jockey Club's website. What they can expect if they purchase tickets is a fun day out for a good cause. There'll be live music from Rocks, three-course lunch for them, five-hour drinks package, along with prize giveaways and auctions. And for those not in a position to purchase tickets, I also have some general admission tickets for you today to give away to your listeners. But just for their awareness, it's entry only, so they can come to the races. So I really encourage anyone that can support it to jump on and purchase some tickets before the 14th of June. And if there's any businesses out there that are interested in sponsoring one of the last couple of races, they could probably jump on that Facebook event as well and just message me.
Yes, have a look there and get all the details there, which is very important. Well, it's been good to talk to both of you about this this very important race day coming up at the Newcastle Jockey Club, Saturday the 29th of June. So for our listeners, if you want to put that in your diary, go online there. And you can grab those tickets and buy as many tickets as you can. I would imagine that obviously there are still plenty of tickets still available. Is that correct?
There's still plenty, but there's a lot of people that have shown interest. So, don't hold out. Get in early.
Yeah, appreciate that. And Ellie, thank you very much also for coming on and explaining what role and the importance that you have up there, certainly with some of the great work that the John Hunter Children's Hospital is doing as far as the burns unit is concerned too.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
And it's been nice to talk to you both, and best of luck, certainly, Michael, with this wonderful day, and we hope that many people get along on the 29th of June, the Newcastle Jockey Club, to support your race day.
Beautiful. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks very much.
It is our pleasure, and thank you. There you go. Michael, the Executive Assistant to the Deputy Commissioner of Fire and Rescue New South Wales, and Ellie Wells, the Director of Fundraising and Partnerships at the John Hunter Children's Hospital. And make sure you support it. So if you have some spare time and you'd like to go along, the 29th of June, Newcastle Jockey Club, and funds raised will go to the Newcastle John Hunter Children's Hospital there for their burns unit. So it is going towards a tremendous cause as well.